B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's 38 special. And that's the kind of day we have today. You get it? 38.
Oh,
it's as high as it goes.
God.
Nothing special about that.
All coming together for you.
It is not special. No. Hey, it's going to be gusty as well today. Winds up to 40 miles per hour. So that's just the kind of day we're going to have. You've been warned.
Yes, thank you for that.
Pull that hat down a little further.
Yeah,
okay?
Pull that skirt down. Too.
Well, that's
pants,
fine.
It's a culotte if you don't wear that.
Pull that skirt down. I don't think you mean to say that.
You know what I mean.
Do I? All right, let's do some dirty laundry. Here we go. Pull a hat tighter is what I was trying to say.
I know.
All right, let's get in the laundry room, LBF. What's right. happening there?
Well, I'm going to tell you the grosser than gross series you need to be watching on Netflix. Okay. I started watching it last night. I need help. Mm. But before I get to that, let's discuss Meghan Markle. She has been in the news cycle because she has a sit down with Oprah Winfrey on Sunday with Harry about leaving the royal family. Well, plot twist. Yesterday, Buckingham Palace announced it's launching an investigation into allegations that Meghan bullied her royal aides and created a toxic and manipulative atmosphere when she and Harry were still part of the family. Meanwhile, they never investigated Prince Andrew and how much of a dirty bird he is. But whatevs.
Hey, you want to play hardball? They'll play hardball. She's doing the scorched earth thing. You don't do that with the in-laws, okay?
I know.
Get along. Go along.
I don't know.
Right?
I feel like they're being particular. I'm on the fence. I need more evidence.
Well, she's going to just spill it with the Oprah.
Yeah, I'm going to see the Oprah situation. Right. A rep for Meghan and Harry called the allegations a calculated smear campaign. Wait.
They're smearing back.
A calculated
back.
Smear campaign.
Yeah.
Orchestrated by the palace ahead of the interview special. Yes.
That's good.
Actually, Meghan in the
that
interview.
Seemed calculated.
What?
It does seem calculated.
It does.
Yeah.
Meghan in the interview, which airs Sunday night, she said she referred to the royal family as the firm.
Yeah.
The firm.
Yeah, that's a diss.
Ooh. I mean, did you ever see that movie, The Firm?
I have not.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's
well,
like
Tom
the royal
family.
Yes,
I've
exactly.
Seen. Oh,
but
the Tom like, Cruise firm.
But
the, yeah, yeah,
it
yeah,
just
of
seems like that's just that if you call something the firm, it just seems very
it's big, scary,
dangerous,
right.
and trying to take you down.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think I could be afraid of Wilford Brimley.
I know. Isn't it true?
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Have your own meal.
Hey,
be
good
afraid.
News good for Sofia Vergara. She wins her embryo battle. Did you even know this was going on?
I did.
Sofia Vergara scored another legal victory over her frozen embryos with her ex, Nick Loeb. A judge ruled that Nick will not be allowed to bring the embryos to term with her without her written consent. They split in 2014. Imagine that.
Okay,
science fiction.
But that should go both ways, right? So wouldn't you say
she can't have them if he can't have them?
Wouldn't you think?
Okay, Solomon.
Well, wait a minute. Have they been fertilized?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah,
because
they're embryos.
Because if they're hers, they're hers.
Are
but
they
if
hers?
They're hers and his.
Yes.
Right?
No, their embryos say they've been fertilized.
Okay.
I think I'm thinking eighth grade
doctor.
Science.
Is there a doctor in the house? Call us.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure.
So they're fertilized.
Then either one shouldn't go.
I don't know. So right? it's a science fiction thing and, you know, yeah. what it's but anyway, just FYI. And finally, what's grosser than gross? I'll tell you what's grosser than gross. The Netflix series that I just started watching last night. I just like to tell people what to watch because we're all in like pretty much lockdown.
What are you doing?
The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel.
You should look for these things.
I watched it.
Thank you.
Right.
What is it?
Did you love it?
I'm
three episodes in. How many are there? Four?
Four.
What is it?
Okay. It's about a girl who goes missing at this hotel called the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles. It happened around 2013.
Oh, it's a true story.
It's a true story. It's what's gross about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell
no,
you.
No, you shouldn't tell people what's gross about.
Can I tell you?
Well, Brian says no.
I want to tell you.
All right.
You'll never go to a hotel and think of the water this way again. They found her body in the water tank on top of the hotel, and the people in the hotel were using the water.
That's awful. For how long?
weeks.
Why did you tell us the story?
Yeah, see?
That's gross.
I tried to.
I told you it was the grosser than gross.
God, LBS.
It's a really fascinating story, though. And it has a little history of L.A. in there, so you might like it.
Yeah, can't wait to get to that part.
I'm just saying.
Great. Okay.
Bottled water.
I'm doing a favor to people. Don't stay in a weirdo hotel in L.A. without checking the water first. Bring your Brita. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we do call it dirty laundry, so that's that. Okay. Hey, Rolling Stones, Start Me Up. That's worth $500 in the 3 o'clock hour today. J-Bo plays it. You be caller 100, and boom, $500.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.